You are now listening to another episode of Box to Box, where we discuss all things football, keeping a closer eye on the Red Devils and the Gooners.
Yo, people, welcome back to another episode of Box to Box podcast. It's a sad day, man. It's a real sad day.
For some.
it's an awful day, man. It's an awful day. I can't lie. Like, this episode, it took a lot for me to even want to do this episode because I was ready to quit watching football. I was ready to quit football, like, period, yesterday. But, yeah, man, the band on my back with another one. Mandem, how you feeling?
Feeling fantastic. Don't worry, listeners. Not everyone here is feeling low right now. Everything's good. Everything's lively out here. Yeah, man, that's all I got to say for now, isn't it? What you saying, GM?
Max?
This guy, like I said, before we started this pod, I see this guy smile like this in like 6 months, fam.
No shame.
Even 4 months, I ain't seen this guy smile.
No shame. Football's a beautiful game.
I'm not all right, man. I'm pissed off, bro. I'm done with football, fam.
Bro, let's just get into it, man. Let's just not even dilly-dally. So, obviously, as everybody would know, Arsenal's top four hopes are pretty much up in dust. We lost 2 games back-to-back. Obviously, going back from last week, Thursday, we lost 3-0 to Spurs at White Hart Lane, which was... Obviously, that was always going to be a tough game. Spurs at home are a good team. And you could just tell by, like, the noise in the stadium, like, the first time we played a North London derby at their new stadium, like, you knew that the setting was a myth. But I didn't expect us to get whitewashed. Like, we got banged. But obviously, that match was terrible, but we were still fourth at the end of the match. Yeah, it was a one-point gap. So the ball was still in our hands. We just had to beat Newcastle and Everton. And yeah, top four was us. But yeah, obviously yesterday we played Newcastle. Tottenham beat Burnley at the weekend. So Tottenham went in fourth. So the onus was on us. It was back in our hands. We had to beat Newcastle to go back into fourth and take it into the last day. And yeah, we got done again. 2-0. Same thing again. Away from home. As soon as Arsenal go 1-0 down away from home, we don't win. They showed the stat yesterday. Every single time that Arsenal have gone 1-0 down away from home, we've lost. We haven't even drawn. We've lost. So it was the same thing. The fans got amped. The fans got into the game. The players were rattled. The inexperience showed. The fatigue showed. And yeah, like we got beat. Like, you wouldn't think from watching that match yesterday that it was Arsenal competing for top four. You'd think it was Newcastle. Because they were first at every second ball. They were aggressive, pressing us all over the place. Like, Callum Wilson, his tooth got knocked out. He was still bullying Ben White and Gabriel. Like, it was just like a culmination of just like months and months and months of Arsenal fans worrying that, rah, we didn't buy anyone in January, you know? We got a small squad. Like, yeah, we're going to
talk about that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was just kind of like, everything, all of our worries, yeah, came to pass in those last two games of not having enough squad depth, our players being tired, and too much emphasis and pressure being put on the young G's. So we're in a position now where top four isn't mathematically over, but it's going to take a miracle. Like, we will need to beat Everton on the last day and hope that Norwich, who are already relegated, have to beat Spurs. They can't have a draw. They have to beat Spurs. And we have to beat Everton, who at that time could still be fighting for their lives as well. So, yeah, it's not been a great week. It's not been a great week at all. But, Max, like, how are you feeling?
I'll be really honest with you, yeah. That's how I'm feeling, bro. I don't know what to say. Like, obviously, last week's episode, I was having mad energy. I said, top four secure. We're going to bat Tottenham at their ground. We go there. We get they give away a shit penalty, which was never a pen. Then, obviously, we get a red card. Holding's a mug. Then we capitulate and we go 3-0. And it's like, okay, cool. No worries. We lose that game. But we bounce back at Newcastle. And that was the plan. And from minute one, at St. James's Park, we didn't look like we wanted it. We didn't look on it. Like you said, Dementi, they pressed us high. They were stronger. They got to every ball. Midfield was nowhere to be seen. Obviously, we've got two centre-backs who are not technically fully fit. You've got Tomiyasu getting ripped out of his socks. You've got Tavares giving out foul throws that lead to the first goal. You've got young...
Is that the same Tavares you're talking about?
Well, it is, unfortunately, it is. You got the young G's up top. Smith Rowe just is out. Has been who I've been shouting for this whole last couple of games or the last month or so. He's just fallen off. Saka looks like he's run out of steam. Martinelli, like, he's got burst of energy, but doesn't really have a great end product. And Nketiah is just Nketiah, who scores. Who's what I was saying last week? Scores those strange goals. It doesn't in the games where we want a striker, he's not there. And then you got the likes of people like Pepe coming on doing fuck all, Lacazette fuck all, mate. Maybe this is what we deserve, innit? Like maybe we were really overachieved. Maybe top four is not where we're at yet. But that being said, how I'm feeling is it's not good enough. It's absolutely not good enough. You get one game a week. This is your best chance to get European football and you still can't do it. So what makes, like Jacob said in the chat today, what makes us think that we will get Champions League next season if we can't even do it with one game a week, let alone playing Europa League again?
Bro, Thursday and Sundays.
I'm disappointed, man. I'm very disappointed. Obviously, like you said, mathematically, it's not necessarily over. Norwich could do a Mazzaline and then we could beat Everton and all of a sudden it's just like, okay, we're back in top four. But overall, I think top four is basically done. We bottled it at Newcastle. That was where you had to get the win. Get it no matter what. If it's disgusting, if it's snaky, if it's a penalty, get it. And everyone didn't turn up. Everyone in experience showed. The young G's didn't turn up. And, you know... top four Champions League doesn't look like
it's done, man. It was a bit ironic that Bruno Grimaldo, I don't know how to say his name, man. Bruno G, the guy that we should have copped in January. It was kind of ironic that he was the one who scored the second goal. He's hard, by the way. Like, he is hard. Watching him yesterday, he's really, really good. But
listen,
you want to say something? Sorry.
Like, you lot know what I've been saying, innit?
What have you been saying?
For pretty much this whole season, like, don't get me wrong, innit? Like, GM pretty much said it.
This guy's going to try and rewrite history now. What did you say?
No, fam. We said you had one game a week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's his only job was to get top four. You know, you've got a squad there. You should be able to manage your injuries and that. The latter end of the season, you're getting bare more injuries. You didn't want to bring a striker in, yeah? When you sold your world-class striker. Even though you had your own issues and your own problems, your own ego with him, you decided to put over the team, innit? But let's go over to Liverpool, fam, who were near the top end of the table, still competing in all the other trophies. And even them put their pride aside and got another player in last minute because they realised you're going to need that near the end. So realistically... I don't feel anything for Arsenal at all. I didn't feel anything for Arsenal before, and I don't now. And all this hype about Arteta, this is what his second season now.
Third.
And second, he hasn't got top four.
Second full season,
and he hasn't got top four. Bro. So, yeah, cool. You wanted to say two trophies shamelessly in the chat, like Community Shield is something, but it's not good enough. It's just not like, it's just, I'm sorry, like, it's actually been a failure of a season. And if you put it into perspective, your best in the last few years was as good as United's worst.
That's... All right, hold on.
You can't say that.
Hold on. Jake, let me land, please. First of all, we're not going to say it's a flop of a season. Yeah, we're not going to say that. Why? Because there has been progress. Progress in a sense where we've got rid of certain players. We've got rid of players that don't want to play for the club. We've got rid of, for example, Aubameyang, who didn't really want to play for us. He was on 250k a week or 300k a week and wasn't performing. We've got players that want to play for us. We're creating a young team. And yes, okay, we're not in Champions League yet, but there is progress. You've gone from 8th to 5th. there's progress there. All right.
That's
number two, you want
to
compare. Hold on. That is progress, bro. That
okay,
is 100% progress.
Cool.
Because
cool.
We could only just get better with the young boys. Fingers crossed. Now you want to say, Man United's our best is Man United's worst. I beg you, shut the fuck up. Because at the end of the day, bro, we have finished above you in the last what, 6 seasons or 7 seasons. We finished higher than you, bro, and that's facts. So all this,
what have you done with it?
Wait, hold on. Let me finish. We've finished above you, and we've probably won more trophies. From what I think we've won more trophies than you. Yeah, okay. FA Cup is a dead trophy, but we've won more silverware. So all this stuff about the best and the worst and all this shit. We're both shit. So don't say our best is your worst.
Do you know what I like?
I beg you, shut up.
I'm seeing you deflated right now because you honestly believe you man play nice football against City. You man play nice football
but
against
Jacob,
Liverpool.
Bro, every Arsenal fan knows we're dead.
No, we
bro.
Because I wasn't here.
No, but bro, that's why we were getting gassed because that fam... Arsenal are dead and we're actually playing good, but bro, Arsenal are dead, bro. We've been dead for over 10 years. We're dead food. We're dead. We're dead.
You might, and also on top of that, don't chat shit. Don't compare us to Man United because you man have world class players.
Exactly. No, we don't.
You've got the likes of, no, shush. Let me finish. Be quiet. You've got David De Gea in goal. You've got Varane, yeah? You've got fucking Ronaldo. You've got Sancho. You've got Bruno.
No, we've got Pogba.
Shush.
And
you've got Pogba.
You've got
Ronaldo Pogba
there.
The
that's it. That's three.
Okay,
that's
no, three. No, Varane, no. Varane, don't say that. Because exactly. We don't have any world-class players. We don't have any world-class players. Apart from Partey. Apart from Partey. Partey is world-class.
Your manager had a world-class striker. So let's go back now.
He wasn't performing.
He wasn't performing, but your manager, this it goes back to the root of the cause here, yeah, the root of the problem. So Arteta was the root of the problem here. Like, you didn't replace your main striker, your only other world-class player.
He's an idiot
like,
for that. He's a fool.
Because honestly, we couldn't replace him.
What do you
How
mean,
was we meant to replace him? There was nothing available.
I'm sorry, man. He actually relied. It's almost arrogant. It's arrogant, fam. He actually believed that he would come here with this Man City V2 football and win with Laka up top, fam. This is not a... You play for... Put a proper striker out there, fam, to play with the young boys, fam. You didn't do that. Like, what else do you want to say?
We could have got
rely...
someone, man. We could have got
could
someone.
Have, like, we even got Igalo from, like, Shanghai, bro. Like, come on,
Igalo.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what? You can't pull in a player, fam. So I want to hear right now, yeah, are you Arteta in or are you Arteta
bro,
out?
Before we answer that question, I just want to add something to the mix. So Arsenal's goals scored in the last 4 seasons, yeah? So in our last season under Emery, we scored 73 goals. In our second season, where obviously Arteta took over in December, we scored 56. Last season, in Arteta's first full season, we scored 55. Sorry. This season, in Arteta's second full season, we've scored 56. Sorry. Arteta has lost 32 games in the last two seasons.
55 goals. Wait,
56 goals, bro. This season, 56. With one, obviously one game left. 56 goals.
Sorry.
So my thing is that Arteta, he's had 6 transfer windows. He's not signed one attacking player. Yes, he sold Aubameyang, which he needed to go, but he hasn't signed one attacking player. Not even a winger. He's not even... No one. Or a winger, not a striker. Probably the most attacking player he signed was Ødegaard, who was on loan initially. So my thing with Arteta is that... I don't even know if I'm Arteta in or Arteta out anymore because it's just like...
Okay.
I don't even know. Like, I genuinely don't even know because it's like... When I see us play sometimes, it's like, I can see it. I can see the vision. But then it's like, bro, we've got nothing going forward. Like, when Arsenal go 1-0 down, you know, like, we're not winning this game. We might draw, might, if we're at home. But we're not winning. Like, we're not winning. So it's like, why? So in one part, I'm like, why should I be Arteta in? But then on the other part, I'm like... Like Mike said, yes, we did get Champions League, but there has been some progress this season.
Do you know what? Yeah,
I think it'd be sorry, Jacob. Just like,
do you know what? Yeah, I agree with you. Like, you could see elements of what he's trying to do in it. But this is, again, my issue with, like, Ralph. I really don't like managers who become so arrogant and egotistical that they choose their style and their ideologies over the benefit of the team. Like, come on. Come on, fam. Any other, you would see that you got to have something just in case things don't go the way I need it to go in. Do you know what I mean? You can't have one style to the end of the season. Yeah. Fam, like, again, I go back to Klopp. Fam, they're at the top of the table. These men are winning trophies. Like, and this is goes back to, like, how Fergie used to win, fam. Yeah, cool, man. Then we'll say, refs that. But realistically, even if he had three of the baddest strikers in the league, he wants four. He wants four because he's trying to go for all the trophies and he knows that someone's going to get injured. I'm going to have to slip someone in. I'm going to have to play a different type of football to win the game. Like, you can't be that arrogant, fam, and decide, yeah, man, like, we're playing this style of ball, fam. You don't suit this style. You can go, like, but when your style don't work, what are you going to do?
I don't know, man, because it's like Arteta's style of play. It's like I see good things in it, but then again, it's just like, bro, we've got nothing going forward, man. Obviously, you could say that's because we haven't, like, arguably, we haven't had a clinical striker under Arteta. But then again, at the same time, it's like, bro, you've had six transfer windows. Go buy one, man. Like, go cop one. Like,
and that to me, you're putting pressure on the young G's. You're actually saying that, yeah, I'm expecting you guys to now go out there. We don't have a main striker and do the mad thing. Fam, do you know how many years it takes to cultivate like what City do? Like, to be playing like that without a striker, to everyone know that, yeah, I can trust that guy to go and finish in this game, fam. Or, like,
City have even bought a striker now. They've got
Haaland, even because they understood. Like, you can't, fam. Football is a humbling sport, you know. Pep has been humbled, and I'm telling you, yeah. As much as he must have hated it, fam. He's had to accept I have to buy someone like Haaland, fam. Yeah. Sometimes it's going to have to get ugly because he's tired of getting knocked out of Champions League at the same stage. Fam, there's only so much you can do, fam. You have to put your pride down at the end of the day, fam.
I mean, like, I mean, to be fair, look, we're linked with strikers this summer. I mean, Jesus, it looks to be maybe happening. So I think Arteta's obviously realised the error of his ways, but Carmax.
No, I was going to say, yeah, I think for me, just to answer Jacob's question of if I'm Arteta in or Arteta out, right now, I'm Arteta. I'm still going to be Arteta in, all right? Okay, I feel like I need to give him one more season.
Okay.
I can see the vision. I can see it all. But, now, hold on. And the reason why I'm saying Arteta in is because first of all, we sack him now. Who do we buy? Who do we bring in?
Yeah, that's
we've already given him a new contract anyway, like dickheads, because we got excited. We thought top four was ours.
Fam.
And I feel like let's give him one more season to buy the attacking players he needs now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've sorted out Saliba's coming back as a centre back, yeah. We're gonna get a new right back. We'll probably get a new fullback that will be versatile, can play left back and right back. Yeah.
That Hickey guy. Apparently
we're getting him. We should get another centre mid, get a striker and get a winger. Or two strikes and a winger. Then let me see Wagwan, innit? Let me see Wagwan. Partey, come back and play for the whole season. Tin, come back and play for the full season. Pepe, go. Like I said, go. You know what I'm saying? Certain man that were in Emre's season or Emre's reign, they can go. Do you know what I'm saying? Then go from there. Next season is the season I judge him. If we don't get Champions League next season, he has to go, fam. It's not even because what can he do? What comes fifth again?
Fam.
He can't come fifth again. He has to win Europa League or he has to get Champions League. It's one of the two.
Yeah.
I don't know which one he's going to choose, but or he gets sacked in the middle of the season and we start again and we find someone else. That is what needs to happen, innit? That's how I'm seeing it, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. That's how I see
it. It's true.
But overall,
where do we go? If we can't get top four, bro, are we just going to are we just going to stay in the Europa League? Are we going to become like, who's a team that's always in Europa League? Like, I don't know, like Sevilla or something. At least Sevilla win it.
Bruv, that's all I'm saying in it. Right now, I don't want to be reactive and say, oh, Arteta out again. Arteta out. I don't want to do that, innit? But, all I'm saying right now is, bro, man's going to give it one more season, see what my man's really on, And if he's not on anything, fuck him off. Start again. start the project again. But apparently we're getting certain man. You get me? So if we're getting certain man, let's see what happens. Get Gabriel Jesus. Get another striker. Get another winger. Get another centre mid and a left back or right back. And then let me see what these men are saying. Simple as. Do you get what I'm saying? So, boy.
We'll see, man. Like, it's depressing that we have to be having this chat because, of course like you is. Said, yeah, fam, like, yo.
No, I just said for you, man, didn't it?
He said for us, man.
Anyway, so, fam, obviously last episode, like, we were so hyped thinking that, rah, like, Arsenal back in the Champions League, first time in 6 years or however long it's been, but we're having these same chats with Arteta, like, it's just long, man. It's very, 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 very long. It's very long. And as for you United fans, you man are in the dunya with us as well, so I don't know why you man are laughing.
Listen, but you see our thing, you see where Mike's is going to be next year. We're here early. We're 1 year in advance because the same thing is going to happen next year. You're in Europa League now, yeah? Mm-hmm. I don't care what anyone says. I've even been having a debate with someone today about it. When you go in Europa League, it affects your league form, fam.
It does.
Unless
bro,
you
we
have...
Already know, we already that, know because we've been in fucking Europa League.
So, like, if your manager and your club don't come certainly in the transfer window, it is going to be a long season for Arsenal.
That's what I'm saying.
And the worst thing is, like, I feel like you need the Champions League as well to scare people off certain players. Like, I was telling you, Saka is a... It's a good commodity right now.
I feel like if we continue getting Europa League, like I say maybe 2 more years tops that we get out of Saka before the big clubs start, like
it's long.
Like Saka, like what's he on? Like what are you saying? 90 more.
Fam, what are you not doing if Pep comes in? What's he gonna
do? You can go, bro.
He's looking sad. You can actually go, bro.
If we got to that stage, but I don't think he's gonna get to, he loves Arsenal and he's gonna play for us. Fam, he's got a bit of rent.
Listen, money and lifestyle talk, man. I'm telling you. Bro. And the football he could get, man. At the end of the day, he needs to go win stuff, man. Like, even for United, like Pogba, bro. Like, it's time, man. It's time for him to go do your thing, man, because we've actually wasted your time, man. Like,
bro.
You got a young man like Mbappe in Champions League doing his thing, fam. Like, fam, you don't want
to even go in Juve now.
Yeah, man, fam, Juve, PSG, either one. Like, bro, honestly, if he goes, there's no hard feelings, man. Like, I blame United for not getting money out of him, but
how have you possibly managed to lose Pogba?
It's honestly it's shambolic, fam. But I'm telling you from experience, when things get tough, your best players, fam, things are just gonna spiral out of control. Like,
oh, we know this, man. Fam, you don't need to tell Arsenal. We're like, we've had our best players taken for years. So, fam, we've been there. It's only, if who's the last? Sanchez. That was the last big player from us to be swiped. So, God forbid, Saka's next. But
that's long way away, man. That ain't happening for now, bro.
No, it's not. It's not. But I'm saying at the same time, like, we shouldn't grow complacent because, fam, these man, when they start hitting 23, 24, they're going to be like, right, man's 24, ain't won nothing.
Yeah, look at Kane.
Yeah, but if Kane, my man
Kane,
is 20...
Look at
if,
Kane, talking about his love. If
my man is 23 and hasn't drained and has not played Champions League, he deserves to go, bro. What do you think this is? Of course he's going to go. Why? We should let him go. We should let him go, bro. Do you know what I'm saying?
As in, like, for the good of his career, or like, oh, you're dead, you go.
No, go for the good of your career, bro.
Yeah, that's what
he's
I mean.
He's still balling
that's
out for Arsenal.
That's what
go.
I'm trying to say. Yeah, bro, that's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say, that we need to get better because eventually our best players are going to be like, because we've got a young team, which is good. But on one hand, it's scary because it's like, these men are going to be good for 10 plus years. So we need to start getting better soon. Otherwise, these other clubs are going to start sniffing around. But...
Yeah, because you know, young players now, yeah, as well, they're calculating what their value is going to be. Do you know what I mean? At the time or in a few years. Like, if you're at a certain team, yeah, and things are not going well, fam, your value's going down. Like, your value's actually going down.
all these agents aren't helping as well.
So. Yeah, bro. Like, the agent will be in your ear, like, come on, man. You could be worth 100 mil right now, man. You know what I mean? Being here, like, you're at 50, you know, like, you're not winning trophies. If you get a trophy, you know, look at Mbappe, look at PSG, the way PSG and Real Madrid are fighting over him. I'm hearing double contracts and that.
The money that I've been seeing with that Mbappe, there was disgusting, man.
How old is Mbappe?
He's 24. No, he's 23. He's 24 this year. I'm seeing 100 million sign-on fee, 4 million a month. That's a million a week, by the way. Like,
apparently they want to sign him for 50 million.
Sign who?
Like 50 million a year.
Who, PSG or Madrid?
Madrid. That's what one of the Barcelona president was like. We're not signing players that want to, that think they can get 50 million a year.
That man have got no.
I think he was just trying to shade him.
That man have got no bread anyway. But I think that Mbappe though is done now. Though. Apparently he's gonna announce it the next week. So we'll see when that happens. Man. Yeah, for real. But yeah, man. Enough about
that's
Arsenal,
amazing.
Man.
That's amazing.
Enough about Arsenal. Dead team. We'll see on the last day. Miracles have happened before. I mean, I remember when Newcastle banged Tottenham 5-1. This was 2016 season.
What did you guys do? You poisoned their food or something like that? They all went there, fam. There was an op. There was definitely an Arsenal
So this is what happened. This was 06. Tottenham were playing West Ham on the last day. And somehow Tottenham's food, pre-match food, got poisoned. So, their players got the shit. So
that, like, was an Arsenal. You lot definitely somebody.
Yeah, apparently the chef supported Arsenal, was saying. So bear of their players had food poisoning, so they couldn't play. So they played West Ham, lost to West Ham. Arsenal played Wigan, beat Wigan, and then Arsenal got fourth. So, fam, stranger things have happened, man. Stranger things have happened.
Bro, I won't be... Listen, Tottenham are known for bottling it, bro. It can happen again, man.
Like, you have to be Everton. Everton are on smoke. If we can't beat Everton at home,
I'm sorry. Newcastle away was bad, but if we can't beat Everton at home, I'm sorry.
You got to think about what the game means to them.
Fam. Bro, but if Everton win on Thursday, they're fine. So let's hope.
For me, if you can't beat Newcastle, anyway, even though we're moving on from Arsenal, if you can't beat Newcastle, you don't deserve to get Champions League. Simple as ABC.
Well, yeah, man. Let's move on from that dead team. Obviously, United haven't played yet. You ain't played since Brighton, Allah.
Yeah, man. It's been time. It's been good, man. Mentally, I'm back.
Who you man got on Sunday?
Yeah, fam, rolled up.
Got on last day?
Palace, I think. Yeah, Palace.
Probably lose that one as well.
Listen, I don't even want... It's just annoying. If we could have skipped Conference League as well, I would have loved that. But if we're going to go for it, we might as well go for...
Where are you in the league? Sixth?
Yeah.
It's sixth, not Europa League no more.
No, Europa League, but seventh is Conference League, I swear.
No, but it's
fifth and sixth is Europa League.
Okay, so as it stands, you should be getting Europa.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think if West Ham, let me look at the league one sec.
That's the thing, because West Ham just drew with City. How are you, man, having Ronaldo playing the Conference League?
Yeah, so right now, we're 2 points ahead.
How are you, man, going to have Ronaldo playing Conference? Don't you have any shame?
It's shambolic. It is absolutely shambolic. But he's apparently looking to stay.
You might have one goal.
I'm telling you. And when United fans be slating Ronaldo, I have nothing to say.
One goal difference.
Second, what, PFA, the player of the month. Second time this season.
Man City have 71 more goal difference than you.
I know, it's disgusting. What do you want me to say? Like, my team's done, but Eric's going to come fix things next year.
He ain't going to fix.
Hey, listen. Talking
gonna
about Eric.
He ain't going to fix nothing.
Eric, Ten Hag. Yes, mate.
Who's Ten Hag?
Just the manager. I feel like
Max has asked this question for the last four episodes.
Just another manager. Allow it.
Who's Ten Hag, fam?
He's just the manager out there, fam. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm just here to just enjoy the ride, fam. I'm not even going to lie.
Calm.
You know,
you're not giving him any accolades. He's not one of them accolades.
No, he's done his thing at Ajax, but the United job is humbling. And I've seen Mourinho. I've seen Mourinho hold smoke. Like, he held his own, but he held smoke. Moyes aged about 10 years when he touched the job. Van Gaal was dropping on the floor doing comical behavior. Like, Ollie was here crying at interviews. Nah, this job is not the one, man. Like, you got Ralph.
Not for the faint of heart.
Mr. Experience admitting that he flopped. Like, this job.
Chatty Patty.
Yeah, Chatty Patty. This job is not the one. It's not the one. So, listen, I'm looking at Ten Hag. He ain't got hair already. I'm really liking the look. I feel like he's aged well. Let's see what he does in it. Like, I'm.
I think United fans are getting too gassed, man, because I see you
are, man. You man are getting gassed because, again.
Bro, you man
are learning lessons.
I've seen you man are being linked with a lot of players that he used to manage.
Like Ajax, so, yeah.
Like De Jong, getting... that Timber guy. Like, fam, just because they were good at Ajax doesn't mean they're going to, under his system, doesn't mean they're going to be good in the Prem.
Listen, you're right. You're absolutely right. But you know what? I only have hope to get me by, like, man, I've hit the bottom of the bottom. Like, there's nothing.
I hear it. The only way is up.
Yeah, the only way, there's nothing else that I could say. Look, this is why this episode is different for me, because realistically, yeah, I've been at a mellow place for the last month, 2 months, but I've known our fate. Today, this one hurts you because you didn't know your fate and you found out yesterday.
Bro. Okay, but what I want to say is, you tried to say in the chat today that, oh, you might not want to bounce back. But what makes you think, Michael,
hold your thought. We're going to come back in one sec. Sorry about the listeners. We just had to go on a quick little break. But yeah, Max, you were saying.
So I was saying, Jacob, what makes you think, yeah, that you man are going to bounce back into Champions League just like that? But we can't do the same.
Exactly.
I don't really understand. I don't understand.
Because, Jacob, because you did say that United are going to come on smoke.
Yeah, because
at the beginning of the season.
No, hold on. You said that today in the group chat. And I'm thinking, is it because Ten Hag is better than Arteta? Or is it because they have a better squad? Or is it a stadium? Is it your fans? What actually makes you think you're going to just bounce back into Champions League with you also having Europa League on Thursday nights.
Exactly.
You know what?
What makes you think that?
I think because it's not just a change of team and management, it's just a change of everything. Like, everything that's going on right now, like, we've never, to have someone like Ralph coming into that consultancy role, like, bro, this is quite a big thing for United. Like,
yeah, but it's going to be one summer, man. It's not going to be a massive change.
No, it's not. Ralph said, yeah. Obviously, don't get me wrong, I've dished Ralph. He said that it should take around 3 windows to get things sorted out. Innit? I don't know what Ten Hag is thinking about the current players. I don't know about the players he can bring. It really depends, innit? Like, right now, you're talking about the links he has. That's a good thing, fam. If a manager's gone to a team and there's talks about players wanting to go to him, fam, that's a good thing, fam, because he must have an idea what he wants to do.
So what about us being linked to to Gabriel Jesus then?
That, fam, get Jesus. That's fantastic. If you get Jesus, that's fantastic. But was he coming on the hope that you got Champions League? Because right now there's players looking to come United and they already know United's fate. They're not in Champions League. But it's that hope that they're coming for that bigger project. Like, for us to be linked with Frankie de Jong and he's already in Champions League playing for Barcelona, yeah. They're talking about how because of his admiration for Ten Hag, that's why he's even entertaining the talk, fam. That's a big thing, bro.
Who?
Frankie de Jong.
Okay, fair
from play. Barcelona. Do you know what I mean? So, and I'm liking it. I've never seen in my
life. Like, you might see, you know.
Like, who knows, innit? Like, I've heard about that as well, but yeah, it's not just the talk about the management changing, like, even Ralph coming and just dishing everything. That's not happened in United's history. This is a big thing, you lot. You know, there's usually cover-ups and all of this stuff. Even Mourinho, Mourinho is an outspoken person, wasn't able to even talk. But we're in a position where now they're really talking about changing the whole thing, fam. So, like I said, I can only have hope. Do I believe that we're going to come on smoke straight away, fam? I hope we do, because we have the resources to. We have the resources to actually go out. Real Madrid flipped the script. Come on, Real Madrid actually flipped the script. They actually flipped the script. They had an aging midfield, yeah. And look, they've pretty much patterned themselves up. They're now looking to get Mbappe. They got Vinicius. They got Rodrigo. Like, fam, they've pretty much helped sort themselves for the future to come. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're still in strong positions, fam. that's it. Just takes a few good signings to really get things going, isn't it? So if Ten Hag is this guy, but everyone's saying
it does, then, but it just I feel like fam, you man have made so many signings, like starting back from Moyes, like when you man cops like Falcao.
You might have been
a couple signings away since you Fergie know what,
left. Let me say something, yeah, because there are players in the world that you would say are very, very good players, yeah, but for your team, they might just not suit the profile and they might look very, very dead in your team.
But I feel like you said that for a lot of United players that you might have bought.
And that's the problem. We don't have a style when we're buying these players. It's just like, yo, man's a big name. Buy him. Do you know what I mean? Fam, from my CEO was saying, yeah, United don't need to do that well on the pitch. We can still be commercial. That's a big problem, you know. This is a football club, like, do you know what I mean? So I'm hoping the culture changes, like,
boy,
you know?
You never know. Like,
that's what I can say, really.
Ten Hag, like, obviously people know him for, like, the results, but people don't really know what he is, like, as a personality. So... Mm-hmm. It'll be a surprise to everyone. It's different to Mourinho where you know what you were getting.
Yeah.
I guess with Rangnick as well, you didn't really know what you were getting and obviously it didn't really work out. So it could be another Rangnick situation, but...
It could. He could be another arrogant manager who doesn't want to change his ways from saying, no, I'm going to play my style and be taking hella L's. Like, it could actually...
That's what I'm saying, because from the fact that he's already linked to a bare Ajax man, that's already thinking that, rah, like, is he just literally just trying to copy and paste the Ajax thing onto United?
The same DNA over there. Might be. And does he have anything else? So that's just going to be interesting.
It'll be interesting, isn't it? Yeah, it'll be good. But I just think for both our clubs, these are two important summers for us. I think more important for Arsenal, if I'm honest, just because, fam, like, everybody else is only going to be getting better. City are only going to get better. I mean, I'll take City and Liverpool when I compete with them. But Chelsea are only going to get better. United are only going to get better.
Tottenham are definitely going to get better.
Tottenham are going to get better. Even Newcastle, they got peas now. Like, so fam, like, we need to pattern up, man, because these teams are going to either catch up if they haven't already or overtake us or get even further ahead. So it's a big summer for sure. But yeah, I think just moving away from the Arsenal United conversation slightly, obviously we got the Premier League title race as well. Gone down to the last day. Liverpool just beat Southampton today 2-1. Don't know how they won that match. I'm tired of Liverpool, man. These men just always somehow just flipping win all the time. It's jarring as hell.
Joke thing, isn't it?
They just win. Like, even against Chelsea at the weekend, FA Cup, I was thinking, nah, Chelsea, I got this. Just lose again on pens again. Like, don't know what Liverpool's problem is, but. Yeah, Premier League title's gone down to the last day. I mean, it's still in City's hands because they got better goal difference and they're still a point ahead. But, you know, if you had told me that Liverpool would have taken City to the last day, I'd have been like, myth. If you told me at the start of the season that it would go down to the last day, I would have said myth. I thought City would have had it wrapped up from like maybe game 34 or 35. So, I mean.
I was going to say, I think Liverpool are going to win the league.
I don't know, man.
The reason why I say this is I just feel like Gerrard, ex Liverpool player,
Coutinho, dead, but Villa dead.
Man City, we've seen that Man City under pressure. They like to bottle it a lot, even though they obviously under pressure they do play well. But we've seen that under the pressure they like to bottle it. All I can see is Coutinho,
just
and then Liverpool actually winning the Prem. I tell you, now I can see it happening.
I'll vomit.
I'm telling you, I'll get so, because you know what, they'll make it such a historic thing. Like,
it's getting to the point where I'm starting to dislike Liverpool as much as I'm dislike Man United, which is mad because. I didn't really care about Liverpool growing up because I didn't have any Liverpool fans. I didn't have any friends who were Liverpool fans. But it's just the way that the media just bum sucks them. It's like, fam, give it a rest, man. Like, it's enough. Like, if Liverpool win the quadruple, bro, I think they might just give us like a bank holiday or something. Like, the media will go mad.
Bro, I'm actually, it's so long.
Fam, but
I can tell you that I see them winning it. I see them winning it. He's rested Salah. He's rested Van Dijk. Rested Mane.
He actually, but he gave up the league. He gave up the league. He almost gave up the league. I don't know how he managed to pull that off. That's so.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's
that is so annoying.
Big club mentality, big club players where they don't even play their first team when they can still win tough games, bro. Our fucking first team couldn't beat Southampton, but fucking Liverpool's second team can.
Fam.
Says a lot about our team.
I don't get it,
but
man.
That's. Bro, Liverpool, listen, I can see them winning it. I don't know who's going to win, but I feel like. I won't be surprised if they win it because it'll basically be written for them to do it.
It's, but you never that's the know, thing. It. It's like there's a script somewhere. There's a script somewhere that is written that Liverpool win the Prem. But
football is spooky. Watch them get a penalty or something. Watch Villa get like some dumb penalty or some dumb decision.
Fam.
I'm telling you now, you've seen what these refs are on.
That, yeah, by arresting all them, man, that is a bump.
What's that?
He actually rested all of them players and won the game. Fam. That is such a bump.
It's a bump, like.
Oh my days, like.
Bam. And they were 1-0 down.
Bro, I'm actually so. He didn't put Mane and Salah on the bench.
Bro, it's rigged. It's scripted, man. I don't care. It's scripted. Because how have they won that match?
Are you not seeing what I'm seeing? This is so mad. Man put Milner, Jones, and Elliot in the middle.
Bam, he had Milner playing right back, bro. Because Joe Gomez came off.
I am finished. I am so finished.
He was playing Minamino. And Minamino scored.
I'm so done. I'm actually done. Like, Klopp is giving me Fergie vibes. I don't, you know, it's actually annoying me right now. You know, I'm telling you, like, if he stays at Liverpool for too long, it's going to become a big issue. Like, it's going to become a real issue.
I'm tired of them, man. But
it's actually annoying.
Like I said, Prem will go down to the last day. Obviously, Liverpool still have Champions League to play for as well. I can't have them win both league and Champions League, man. That would be horrible. That'd be horrible. But
yeah, if they win the quadruple, it's peak, man.
Fam, because no English team has ever done that. So they can actually stake a claim that yeah, this is the best team we've ever seen in England.
Trust, and that's dead. That's so dead, fam.
Fam.
That is so dead.
Like quadruple, bro. Like even if they win the treble, that's mad. But quadruple, God forbid.
Now I can for United fan, I can take Champions League if they were to.
That's what I was even asking you as well. Like Champions as a United League, fan,
yeah.
Which would make you feel worse if Liverpool won Champions League or if they won the league?
If they won the league, But you know what? They're so clear with Champions League, yeah, that it won't hurt. Premier League hurts because, like, there's, you know what I mean? Like, we're a bit, you know. But Champions League, Liverpool are just clear, man. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, that one there, it's just their thing, innit? Like, them and Real Madrid.
How many have they won? Like, six now?
Seven or something like that. Maybe I'm wrong, innit? I don't even, but yeah, like, for me, I'd rather take domestic. But the league as well.
Bro, I'm steeper. Arsenal haven't won Champions League, you know.
You can't even ask me that, Dimeji. I'm actually stressed.
Bro, I'm miserable right now. The pod today, I'm upset. You can already tell. I don't want to do the pod today. I'm rattled, fam.
I'm just steeping it.
I had it in my head. We are the champions. That's what I thought I was going to be watching next season. And we're going to be on Thursday night watching. Let's scrap this Liverpool and Man City talk. Arsenal United, we have declined, fam.
Decline
is disgusting.
You know
what's crazy? You know what? Where we are? We are basically on Channel 5. Remember back in the day when Champions League was on ITV1?
Channel 5.
And Europa League was on Channel 5. I used to see Madam like Fulham play in Europa League. Fulham at Craven's Cottage. That's what you used to see on Channel 5. Bro, bam. We've declined, man.
Bam,
we've
Channel declined. 5. Bro. Channel 5. Like, even deep, Europa League finals tomorrow. Rangers v Frankfurt. That's a dead final.
Who fuck cares? Who cares about Rangers? I've seen Aaron Ramsey talking on a press conference. I'm like, nah, man.
That's such a dead final. Like, how are we in that competition?
Even the flipping the Conference League final was better. Because at least you got Roma against who's Roma playing? They're playing someone all right, though. I can't remember who they're playing, but they're playing someone all right.
Yeah,
they're playing Feyenoord.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, so, bro, man, it's peak, man. But Liverpool, if they win the quadruple, if they win the quadruple or the treble, it's a disgraceful season, fam. Like, I'm pissed off. Any one of them, I'm pissed off, bro. Because even if they don't win the quadruple, treble is still a mad thing.
Exactly. That's
still, they won Carling Cup, FA Cup, and what? Champions League or Premier League. No, that's dead.
It won't be the same treble as United, bro. Burn me, fam.
No, still, man. Still,
wait, bro. Man, I knew he was going to... Bro, wait, Jacob, I knew he was going to say that. They won the domestic one.
But this won't be the... If they do Champions League, FA Cup, League Cup, fam, if you win Prem and Champs and a domestic, then cool. Yeah, you've done... You wrapped your league and you wrapped the best shot. Then you're the team in it. Like, that's... So right now, they can have one. They can't have both. Like, they have to... But if they get both, then it's the quad thing. Then it's long. Like, I don't know what else to tell you, innit? Like,
I slightly want them to get the quad now, fam.
Nah, that's dead. If they do, they finished ball, you know. They've actually dead.
Ball is finished still. Anyway.
It's dead.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Arsenal
are dead. I'm finished anyway. So, I don't care anyway.
Arsenal are doomed, man. We're actually cursed. But, yeah, we'll see. By this time, by next Sunday, when all the dust is settled, Liverpool, they'll have all their trophies in the cabinet. Hopefully, it can remain at two. God forbid it increases to four. But yeah, we'll just have to wait till that day. but we also have more stuff going on for the last day. We've got relegation as well, still up in the air. I think right now,
who do you think is going down?
I mean, I was watching Burnley against Spurs and they were unlucky to lose that. And every time I watch Leeds, it's like they get banged. So it's like, my gut's telling me Leeds.
I think Burnley are going down, bro.
Do you think?
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man. Because, like, bro, like Leeds, they've lost. They lost to City 4-0. Lost to Arsenal 2-1. Lost to Chelsea 3-0.
Because Everton's got a game in hand. Oh, but Burnley got a game in hand too. Oh, okay, cool. Nah, actually, I don't know. Leeds actually might be going down.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Who are Burnley facing last?
Burnley are playing.
Burnley got Newcastle.
Man, no, Burnley need a draw if Leeds lose.
They got Villa on Thursday. Then they got Newcastle on Sunday.
That is peak. Everton.
And I know how football is. Newcastle, who have just beat Arsenal, they'll lose against Burnley as well.
Who Everton got?
Everton got
Crystal Palace, then Arsenal.
Wow.
I think it might be Leeds, you know. Just because, fam, their goal difference as well. Like,
yeah, Burnley's goal difference is a lot better.
Fam, like, they've conceded 78 goals. It's just they're always getting banged. Like,
78.
Burnley.
No, Leeds, they've conceded 78. They're always getting banged. Like, yeah, I think Leeds might go still.
78. Yeah, I mean,
based off Thursday's games, we'll know who's going down, man.
Yeah.
But it looks like it possibly would be Leeds. I don't want Leeds to go down, though. They've got good players there.
They do.
You know, like the likes of Rafinha, they got that Calvin Phillips.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They got decent players. But, bro, we'll see, innit? Football's a cruel sport, man. Never know, do you, what's going to happen, bro? Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
everyone knows that more than an Arsenal fan.
What
was a horrible, horrible spot.
So he's saying, is hope gone?
Hope for what?
You never know, man. Norwich could do us a favour, bro.
Wait, do you mean hope for top four or hope in general?
For top four.
Bro, I'm not hoping. Like, I'm going to have my eye on the Norwich result. Like, I'll have my eye on it.
I see Norwich, Pookie, hat-trick, fam. But it'll be ironic that Tottenham lose, but Arsenal still don't win.
Because you have to beat Everton, exactly. And I just feel like Everton are going to throw
exactly, because
Tottenham's a smoke.
Tottenham could lose, and Arsenal draw, and doesn't... Oh, my days, we're 2 points. But I thought we were 1 point behind Spurs. We're 2 points behind.
It's peak, man. It's actually peak. What's the goal difference?
So that's what I'm saying. So Tottenham could draw and Arsenal could win and they'll still get fourth because the goal difference is too mad.
Against Burnley as well as the last, against Norwich, the last game. Oh, yeah.
Bottom of the league, already gone.
They can't mess that up. They can't mess that up.
But fam, stranger things have happened, man. I'm telling you.
Trust me.
You know, I just feel like they're going to be hungry.
You might hear Pookie.
Imagine seeing. Now, if Norwich score first, yeah, the Tottenham players crumble. They fully crumble. Like.
If Norwich score first, nah, bro, let's not even talk about it because, fam, you're going to get me excited and I don't want to be excited. Nah.
Everton are not going to roll over. I just know that for a fact.
Thing is that if Arsenal got top four, I'd be annoyed because I'd be like, why did you put us all through that?
Nah, it's a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster. Like, honestly.
Fam, it would be mad if Arsenal got top four and we got Champions League, then we went out in the groups.
I know that'll GM will come out. GM will be Arteta in.
Even if we get top four, everything we've said in this call still stands. Like,
trust.
Everything still stands. Like, the planning for this season has not been good. Like, Arteta would have got away with it, but it's like, bro, you can't do that. Like, that's not sustainable. But yeah, man, we'll see after Sunday. We'll see what happens. Like we said, football's a strange sport. Stranger things have happened, but I wouldn't bet on it. I might bet on it. You know, I might bet on it.
For the madnesses and madnesses to happen.
I might bet on it still. See what the odds are saying.
I'm just looking at, wait, hold on. Imagine you put Liverpool to win the league and Arsenal to get top four. What do you think the odds would be?
100 to 1.
What you said? I'm actually going to do it, you know.
I was going to say maybe like at least 80 to 1.
I might do it, you know. Like just out of pure and
utter madness. That ain't happening, man.
But fam, you know, because right now Liverpool, they had no, you know, they had no right to win that match.
Let me actually...
Did you see the team?
I saw the team. They had Harvey Elliott midfield. They had Curtis Jones Milner in midfield.
Dead team.
They had no right. And Van Dijk didn't play.
Konate hasn't lost a game for Liverpool, right?
Yeah, I see. Konate's a baller.
He hasn't lost a game for Liverpool.
You're chatting.
He hasn't lost a game for Liverpool, bro. Van Dijk hasn't lost a game at Anfield.
See? You see these things. But you know what, yeah? That's not happening against Benzema. All these auras that these men carry. Nah. Benzema's winning Champions League at Paris still.
That's the thing. Because Liverpool have an aura, but Real Madrid have them. Their aura is different. So
different. Benzema's in Paris, bro. He's fam. That's
right. It's in Paris.
Fam, he's different.
Wants to secure that Ballon d'Or.
Trust me, that'll be in style as well. Oof. Then Mbappe go over.
When will Arsenal eat at that table again, man? When will we be with the ballers? When will we be in VIP? Right now, we're still in the queue. We're still lining up. We're still telling the bouncer we forgot our ID at home.
Listen,
honestly, bro.
United are getting kicked out. We got too drunk. Bouncer's taking us out.
Telling the bouncers we forgot our ID at home. Meanwhile, Liverpool are chilling with the owners like ghosts in power.
It's bad, bro. It's actually so bad.
But yeah, man. Last week of the season. Let's get it. I'm joking. I can't even say that with confidence.
How much did you hear that? Oh my days. Nah. Football's mad, man. Honestly.
Funny sport, man. I hate how much I love it.
Bro, it's an addiction, you know. Like, it's actually an addiction. When you're on a high, like where GM was last week, he was in a good place. Like, that's how I felt. Beginning of the season,
it will bring you down to earth like nothing else.
You question yourself. You ask yourself, how did this happen, man?
Bro, like football, fam. Let's not even get into it, man. Let's wrap this episode up, man. Mandem again. Thank you for joining me and listeners as well. Oh my god, we forgot Donkey of the Week.
How can I
forget?
Let me go first, please.
Yeah, Max, you go.
That donkey of the week this week is Mikel Arteta, man. Big man thing. The reason why I'm going for Mikel Arteta is because you go to the North London derby, cool, it's not your fault that you get a penalty, we get a cheap penalty. Then obviously Holder gets sent off and we lose 3-0. All right, cool. Hands up, we got bumped. Cool. Now it's your job to take these men to St. James's Park and motivate these guys that it's going to be a tough game, but we need to win this game. Mm. And what do the boys do? They go and lose the game.
Wait, is that on, it, is that no, on
no, Arteta? No, it's on Arteta. You know why? Because what there's been a trend that when we lose a game, we never bounce back. We lose like another game and then another game. And that's happened 3 times this season. When we lost against City, lost against Chelsea, lost against Brentford. Then we lost against fucking Man United and we lost against Everton in a row. Now this one, we lost against Brighton, lost against Southampton, lost against Crystal Palace, all in a row. These games have cost us. Yeah. We don't know how to bounce back. And you blame the manager, fam. The manager needs to be able to motivate his players to bounce back from a loss, fam. People lose games, but you bounce back. That's what the great managers do. Klopp will lose a game, but then he'll go on a 10-game winning streak.
No, Man City. Same thing for Man City. Lost Champions League, yeah. Newcastle and then, won 99 possession.
Thank you. But what does Arteta do? I don't know what he tells them, but from minute one, they was not on it. And now we basically bottled Champions League. Now, I may regret this next week. All of a sudden, we might be in Champions League, and I'm saying he's fucking the greatest manager to ever do it. But this week, Mikel Arteta, you have to hold Donkey of the Week for me personally, man, because you bottled it, bro. It was all in your hands. We had to win. We had to win one game out of three, and we've lost two in a row. So for me, yeah, my man's done out here, man. He's done out here, bro.
Fez, yeah, man, Arteta. Am I going to give it to Arteta? No, I'm not. I'm not going to give it to Arteta. Do you know what I'm going to give it to? Rob Holden.
Oh, man.
Rob Holden, because from the first challenge he made to Son, I kind of had a feeling in the back of my head that, not that he was going to get sent off, but I knew that when he made that first challenge, I knew he wasn't going to chill. I knew he was too amped for the match. Like, I knew Son had to go into his head. So when he got sent off, I was just like, fam, like, I'm not surprised. Like, you're such a donut. Like, in such a competitive match. Because, bro, we started that game well. Like, started that game really, really well. And him getting sent off just took the life out of all of us. So, yeah, man. Rob Holden. Donkey of the Week store.
JK,
you know what, yeah? Oof, like Demetri's almost swearing me, you know. It's actually hard because, like, on one hand, I'm with Demetri in the sense of the manager has put the team out, fam. At the end of the day, it's you, man, like kicking ball, fam. But to get sent off in a big game like that, a derby, that's, it's not even worth 3 points, it's 6 points, you know. Like,
it's a new week, though, bruv. How do you lose? Yeah, okay, I hear that Rob Holden was a fool, but then you're going to St. James's Park and the boys are not motivated. Whose fault is that? Is that not the manager's fault?
I think it's, bro, it's the players, man.
No, but on top of what you're saying, yeah, for me, I have because to agree. Because
these men did this under Emery as well.
It's true. And we have to, there's accountability for even United players with like all these different managers. But at the same time, I might have to even leave this for the listeners because I feel like Arteta has to hold smoke because what Mice is saying as well, I have to agree with because at these moments, fam, yeah, cool, things can go wrong in it. Like, yeah, a man can get sent off, even mistakenly, like you got a dodgy penalty, whatever. But the times where you've lost, you've then gone to lose again.
Again.
And that's and 6 points. That's 6 points already. From one loss, fam, because that's the mentality that you're creating, fam, for the team every time you lose. So, and plus the things that we said before in terms of you gave away your top striker, whatever ego you had, whatever style you want to play, these moments were coming where things get ugly, fam, and you have to do things you don't want to do, fam, to get the win. And the fact he didn't anticipate that or was arrogant to it.
Shows his inexperience
It shows inexperience. And that's why I'm like, I'm caught in between, do you know what I mean? So I might have to leave this for the listeners because I agree with both of you. Like, this is actually like, the players have to hold accountability because you can't be getting sent off in a derby game, you know what I mean? And the players, again, you yourself should be motivating. Like, guys, we've lost. Do you know what I mean? Like, we will play ball, fam. We all know throughout the season you'll be thinking about your results. You're all going to say to yourselves, every time we lose, guys, we always lose again, fam. Why are we not bouncing back? So, yeah, man. I think it might be one for the listeners, innit? I'm actually caught in between. I'm not going to lie.
We'll leave it at that one still. The only thing we know is that both the donkeys of the week have something to do with Arsenal, innit? So, give Arsenal donkey of the week.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah, man. Listeners, we'll leave it up to you to decide. Obviously, if you have anyone else that you'd want to nominate, let us know as well. You can comment on the Instas and things like that. But yeah, we'll just kind of leave it in the air for this week. But yeah, man. One more week of the Prem left. Obviously, Champions League final, Europa League final tomorrow. So, season's winding down to a close. Bad season for the both of us. Arsenal still have something to play for, arguably.
Listeners, please, if you're listening to this, make sure you pray to the Lord that he saves Arsenal this week, and then prays that Norwich beats Tottenham and we qualify for Champions League, please.
Up the Spurs.
Put us in your prayers, man. Thank you so much.
Up the Spurs.
Put us in your prayers, man. Please. And yeah, who knows? Like I said, football's a weird sport.
Next week, Monday, we may be discussing, you know, happiness and joy. And you never know, innit? Let's just keep hopeful, innit?
You never know. Well, yeah, man. Mandem, thank you once again for joining me for today's episode. Listeners, thanks again for tuning in. Obviously, we're almost at the end of the season. So, yeah, we appreciate you guys sticking with us for the whole journey. And yeah, man, we'll catch you next week for the last episode of the season. Peace out.
Peace out. Peace.